completely tax-free. For ultra-high-net-worth individuals, use your lifetime exemption today. Giving away a portion or all of your $5.45 million limit today, or $10.9 million if you're married, can be a great strategy, especially if given to a family member through an irrevocable trust for protection, for asset and tax protection. Why would anyone want to give away that much today? Let's say that you have certain assets valued at $5 million today that you expect to increase considerably in value over your lifetime. For example, shares of a company or a piece of undeveloped land. By giving the assets to the trust today, you pay no taxes on the transfer because it's under your lifetime exemption amount. At your passing, hopefully decades later, the assets could have ballooned in value by that time. If the original $5 million piece of land is now worth $20 million, the entire $20 million passes to the trust beneficiaries tax-free. Checklist 3. Insurance. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Mike Tyson. Many of the scenarios that can take you down financially can be covered with insurance. That's right, just like you insure your car because you don't want to be stuck with a bill in the thousands for a car accident that was just that, an accident, or how you pay for health insurance in case something catastrophic happens to your health and you don't want hospital bills to cause you to go bankrupt, there are other kinds of insurance that can be a fantastic tool if wielded correctly. Listen, I get it. Nobody likes insurance until he needs it. But you can do everything right, hire a fiduciary, reduce fees and taxes, construct an awesome portfolio, and in the blink of an eye, your efforts will be wiped out if you aren't prepared for a catastrophic loss. So, let's protect ourselves, shall we? The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. Mark Twain. Life insurance. If you have insurance on your cell phone but not on your life, we need to talk. I'm not kidding. Life insurance is a crucial aspect to protecting your wealth and family. I've seen devastating situations where people with substantial means didn't have life insurance or enough of it, and the family members quickly ran out of money when the income disappeared and the expenses piled up. So even if you have life insurance, let's take a look at the different types and make sure you have the right policy for you. Term insurance. Term insurance is the most appropriate type of life insurance for nearly all Americans. However, term insurance is not often recommended by insurance agents because selling it results in the lowest commission. With a term insurance policy, you're insuring your life for a specific period of time, usually 10, 15, 20, or 30 years. At the end of the term, the policy ends and you no longer have the coverage. Many insurance agents will use this as the reason that you should not buy term insurance, because you might never get a return on your investment. I find this to be quite a silly argument. It's like arguing that I should feel disappointed that I have homeowner's insurance and my home hasn't burned down. But term insurance can be helpful if you want to safeguard your family in case something happens to you before you have secured financial freedom. How long you need the coverage depends on how far off you are from your financial goals. An insurance agent or your financial advisor can help you determine those numbers. Permanent insurance. As the name implies, you have this type of insurance for your entire life. Thus, it's much more expensive because the insurance company is expecting to pay a death benefit at some point in the future. When is it a good idea to buy permanent insurance? As we discussed in the previous section, you can utilize permanent life insurance as part of your estate planning to both maximize your legacy and minimize your taxes by creating an irrevocable life insurance trust. You can also buy survivorship life insurance, also known as second-to-die policy. This is a single policy covering the lives of two spouses or domestic partners. The policy pays out only after both insured individuals have passed. Because two lives are insured, the death benefit is greater than a policy would be on only one individual. And remember, if held in an irrevocable trust, the proceeds will be free of income tax and estate tax. Variable life insurance. This is a kind of permanent life insurance, except the cash value is reinvested in a number of sub-accounts that are similar to mutual funds. Watch out for these. These quasi-investment vehicles are bogged down with fees, huge commissions, and actively managed funds. They also have high surrender charges if you want to get out. The only exception is a tool for the ultra-affluent called Private Placement Life Insurance, PPLI, or sometimes referred to as Rich Man's Roth, where there is no commission paid, no surrender charges, and few limitations on the investments within. You probably haven't heard of it because life insurance agents can't make a dime selling it, and so it's usually structured by sophisticated attorneys. That said, private placement life insurance typically requires a deposit of $1 million or more, so it's truly a tool for those who have significant assets. How much life insurance do you really need? Determining how much life insurance you need should be an integral part of creating your financial plan and is something to be done with your financial advisor. There are many popular methodologies used to estimate how much life insurance a person needs. Most of them make no sense. For example, one popular rule of thumb is that you should purchase life insurance equivalent to 5 times your income. But when you think about it, if you make $100,000 per year and have $5 million, you likely don't need life insurance. The family will get by just fine. If you just graduated medical school with $250,000 in debt, purchased a $700,000 home and have 3 little kids, then 5 times your income is likely nowhere near enough. Obviously, the best method to determine how much you need is to customize the solution to your situation. You'll need to reassess this number as you age, as you reach certain goals, or as you create new ones. For example, once your children are through college or your mortgage is paid off, you no longer need to carry insurance to cover those liabilities, but you may need to keep saving for retirement. Again, this is when your financial advisor will earn his or her weight in gold. Time and health are two precious assets we don't appreciate until they are depleted. Dennis Waitley, speaker, writer, consultant. Disability insurance. What do you think is your greatest asset? Many people think of their home or possibly their retirement account. For most, though, it is your ability to earn. Your goals for financial security and freedom are often dependent on your ability to keep the paychecks rolling in so that you can sock away enough to compound into a substantial nest egg. A disability could seriously derail all that you have set up. Employers typically offer both short-term and long-term disability coverage for their employees, so it's a good idea to check what your employer offers before meeting with an insurance specialist. 40% of individuals who reach age 65 will enter a nursing home during their lifetimes. Morningstar. Long-term care insurance covering the costs of assisted living. Nobody likes to think about growing old, I understand. But unless you're Benjamin Button, you have to make sure that if you someday need long-term care, you have the necessary coverage. According to the New York Times, some 70% of those over age 65 will require some form of long-term care before they die. But only about 20% have a long-term care insurance policy. Instead, millions of those who end up needing long-term care pay for it out of pocket. If you're fortunate enough to have a multi-million dollar portfolio, a properly structured portfolio would spin off the money needed to cover your needs. However, the typical cost of a nursing home varies across the country from $67,525 per year in Des Moines, Iowa, to $168,630 per year in New York City. Given that just 44% of the population over age 50 has more than $100,000 in liquid assets, it shouldn't be much of a surprise that most people who enter a nursing home are broke within a few years. How do we prevent this? You need to get a long-term care policy for yourself or those you love well before it's needed. You can, for example, purchase a policy that will cover $200 per day or $72,800 per year for up to 3 years for a 65-year-old person for just $5,000 annually. However, if you wait too long, it becomes cost prohibitive, and most insurance companies won't insure people over the age of 84. Long-term care typically covers home care, assisted living, adult daycare, hospice, nursing home, and Alzheimer's facilities. Insurance policies like this are available for someone who is as young as 45 years old for as little as $100 per month. Homeowners insurance. Our homes are one of our biggest assets, and thus it makes sense to make sure that we are protected from certain things beyond our control, such as a fire, tornado, earthquake, or flood. Homeowners insurance protects you by covering the costs of damage to your home within the limits of your policy. This is key. Often we don't fully understand the limits and conditions of these policies and then find ourselves stuck with bills we never expected to pay. As with all insurance, your first step should be to determine exactly how much coverage you need. This requires you to evaluate the replacement value of your home, which can be different from the sales price of your home. Your dwelling coverage should match what it would cost to rebuild your home from the ground up, using the same or similar materials. In some areas of the country, the cost of materials has continued to go up, while real estate values have remained level, so it's important to understand what current building costs are and to calculate your dwelling coverage appropriately. However, it's important to note that your insurance company will fully cover damages to your home only if your dwelling coverage is at least 80% of the replacement value of your home. What does that mean? Let's say you own a home valued at $500,000 and your dwelling coverage is $350,000. If one of your water pipes bursts causing $50,000 in damage, even though your dwelling coverage more than covers the $50,000 in damage, the insurance company is going to send you a check for $43,750, minus any deductible and not $50,000. Many people are surprised to discover that their policies do not provide as much coverage as they think because of internal caps on how much damage is covered by the policy or payout limitations for valuable articles. For this reason, it often makes sense for individuals with high-value homes, rental properties, or other valuable or unique properties, yachts, collector's vehicles, and so forth, to work with specialty insurers selling products designed to protect these types of assets, so that you don't find yourself paying for insurance that ultimately doesn't protect you the way you thought. Umbrella insurance. An umbrella policy is an excess liability policy that covers you above and beyond the liability limits of your home and auto policies. It's effectively an asset protection policy that covers all sorts of things that can happen anytime and for any reason, often unfolding in ways we couldn't imagine. We live in an increasingly litigious society, and the parents of that kid down the street might sue you if he gets hurt jumping on your trampoline. We may do everything in our power to secure our financial independence, but none of that would matter if we lost a big lawsuit. For this reason, it makes sense for many of us to have an umbrella policy. When we purchase an umbrella policy, we're also purchasing the ability to access the team of attorneys that works for the insurance company in the hopes that any liability issues that may come up will be settled by this team. Checklist 4. Leaving a legacy. There is one thing in common among all the titans we interviewed. They not only love to earn money for themselves and their families, but also love to give it away. They know firsthand the joy that comes from sharing wealth with causes that are important and mean something to them. Remember, one of the reasons this book was written is to help feed a billion people. However, when most people think of donating, they think of writing a check to their favorite charity or cause. But in the section that follows, I'll suggest the best ways to share your wealth with these causes while also increasing your tax efficiency. Here are a few ways you can truly maximize your impact. Leave the right assets to charity. Many times, individuals name their children as the beneficiaries of their IRA or retirement account, and they specify a bequest of cash or other property to a charity. This isn't always the best solution. For example, if you leave a traditional IRA valued at $100,000 to your children and a piece of land valued at $100,000 to a charity, your children will have to pay taxes on the distributions from the IRA. If instead you leave the IRA to a charity and the land to your children, the charity can cash out the IRA with no tax consequences, and your children can sell the property at your death without paying taxes either. Here's another example. Let's say that Mrs. Donor owns some Microsoft stock that she bought ages ago. If she sold it, she would have to pay significant capital gains tax. However, if the stock is donated, the donor avoids ever having to pay capital gains tax, doesn't have to part with cash, and still gets the tax deduction for giving to a charity of her choice. Work with a donor-advised fund. A donor-advised fund is a public charity that has two primary functions. First, it will help you find organizations that are making a meaningful difference in areas in which you have an interest. Second, when you donate to a donor-advised fund, it will segregate those donations into a separate account that is yours to direct. It's kind of like your own private charity. So if you donate $25,000 to a donor-advised fund, first you get an immediate tax deduction. Then, at your leisure, you can direct those funds to different charities as you see fit. Establish a private foundation. For ultra-high net worth individuals, creating your own private foundation can be a great way to create a multi-generational charitable legacy. A private foundation is an independent charitable entity with a staff and directors who administer the operations of the foundation and the distribution of assets to support the mission. While there are more rules and regulations regarding the use and distribution of funds from a private foundation, which along with staffing needs can make it more expensive to operate, family members can be paid a salary for their work with the foundation. Look for creative ways to increase your impact. A number of companies are creating exponential impact in the field of charitable giving using crowdsourcing. For example, CrowdRise, crowdrise.com, was co-founded by actor Edward Norton and has exploded into the top 25 global philanthropies, according to Barron's. Given new technologies and large social networks, CrowdRise has a unique approach for creating maximum impact, a friendly competition among charities that want your donation. Let's say that you wanted to donate $100,000 to a charity focused on clean water. CrowdRise will approach 10 or more different clean water charities to compete for your donation. For 1 month, the competing charities will go to their own donor network, letting them know that whoever raises the most money in the month will win this $100,000 grant. If each charity raises $50,000 on average, 10 charities times $50,000 equals $500,000, and the winner also gets your $100,000, a total of $600,000 was raised, $500,000 more than you donated personally. And here's your diploma. If you have made it this far, congratulations. You have now not only determined how to become unshakable in building your wealth, but also learned exactly what you need to do to protect your family, reduce your taxes, and leave a legacy of giving. It may take a few conversations with your lawyer, your financial advisor, and your insurance specialist. A little bit of focus today can provide invaluable peace of mind for you and your family.
Unshakable, Your Financial Freedom Playbook, was written by Tony Robbins with Peter Malouk and read by Jeremy Bopp and Tony Robbins with Peter Malouk. It was recorded at Simon & Schuster by Noriko Okobe, CDM Studios by Catherine Cook, Saturn Studios in West Palm Beach by Rob Norris, and Capricorn Studios in San Diego by Brian Stratt. Editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. The mix engineer was Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Jennifer Lopes. Unshakable, Your Financial Freedom Playbook was produced and directed by Tara Thomas. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Unshakable, Your Financial Freedom Playbook, is available in print from Simon & Schuster. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio by Tony Robbins, Money, Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom, read by Jeremy Bobb and Tony Robbins.
This audiobook is designed to provide information that the author believes to be accurate on the subject matter it covers. But it is sold with the understanding that neither the author nor the publisher is offering individualized advice tailored to any specific portfolio or to any individual's particular needs, or rendering investment advice or other professional services such as legal or accounting advice. A competent professional services should be sought if one needs expert assistance in areas that include investment, legal, and accounting advice. This publication references performance data collected over many time periods. Past results do not guarantee future performance. Additionally, performance data, in addition to laws and regulations, change over time, which could change the status of the information in this book. This book solely provides historical data to discuss and illustrate the underlying principles. Additionally, this book is not intended to serve as the basis for any financial decision, as a recommendation of a specific investment advisor, or as an offer to sell or purchase any security. Only a prospectus may be used to offer to sell or purchase securities, and a prospectus must be read and considered carefully before investing or spending money. No warranty is made with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the information contained herein, and both the author and the publisher specifically disclaim any responsibility for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this book. In this audio program, many people's names and identifying characteristics have been changed. Legal disclosure. Tony Robbins is a board member and chief of investor psychology at Creative Planning Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor, RIA, with wealth managers serving all 50 states. Mr. Robbins receives compensation for serving in this capacity based on increased business derived by creative planning from his services. Accordingly, Mr. Robbins has a financial incentive to refer investors to creative planning. More information regarding rankings and/or accolades for creative planning can be found at getasecondopinion.com/rankings.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.